I'm here with Alexander Mercurius, editor-in-chief of The Duran. Alexander, we did a video 3-4 days ago on MBS and Bezos and the revenge hack via MBS on Bezos's iPhone in relation to the Washington Post and the Khashoggi affair. We have an update on that news. What is the update?
Yes, I mean, this should be seen, this video that we're doing now should be seen as basically tying up the loose ends from the previous video. I mean, it seems that the police who've investigated this whole issue of the leak of all of those incriminating emails and text messages, I should say, not emails, that were obtained from Bezos's mobile phone, have come to the clear view that they were not the product of a hack by MBS or anyone else, but that they were provided to the media company which published them by Michael Sanchez, the brother of the woman with whom Bezos was having an affair, and that he was paid $200,000 for that. Now, what's curious about this story, it seems to me, is that, as I said in our previous video, it's clear that this whole story about the MBS hack, which I'm going to say a few things about in a moment, it's quite clear that this whole story originated with Jeff Bezos. Jeff Bezos is the person who's going around spreading this whole theory that it is in fact MBS who is behind all of these moves and the fact that all these things went out in the media. And he's been very careful at the same time to keep a kind of distance from this story by saying very little, except for that very strange and peculiar article that he wrote, which appeared on Medium, which I think we were both agreeing in that previous video was a very strange one. Now, it's quite clear to me that the real story here is the one that you touched on in the previous video. It's not so much MBS, you know, attacking Bezos. It's, if anything, I suspect, the other way around, in the sense that Bezos was holding out for this big contract with the Saudis. He didn't get it. And he seems to have used the Washington Post to, you know, via Khashoggi to make trouble for MBS. And he now seems to have spread stories about MBS hacking his phone. Now, it's quite possible that MBS did hack his phone. Let's not assume that that part of the story isn't true either. But it seems that the more aggressive character here is Bezos. And I have to say, he does remind me of some of the things that Bezos has been up to with Donald Trump earlier in the various campaigns that Bezos has been waging against Donald Trump. And it's another sign of the point that you were making in our previous video about the uses that Bezos puts the Washington Post, which he owns, to. So we've got to, you know, watch what Bezos says. Be careful of things that originate with him, and understand that this is a man who also has agenda.
Yeah, I mean, he did the same thing with the Afghan papers, which I'm glad the Washington Post published those papers. Don't get me wrong. Absolutely. But it's very uncharacteristic for a warmonger paper, warmonger publication like the Washington Post, which truly relishes and enjoys wars of all kinds, to publish those Afghan papers. They did it in order to harm Trump because Bezos didn't get that massive Jedi defense contract. So they published those papers to embarrass Trump. I mean, that's obvious. So Bezos,
that's exactly right. And this is exactly what this is. This whole story is exactly like what this is. In my opinion, this is an abuse of a big newspaper.
Well, that's why he has the newspaper.
Exactly. Exactly.
The newspaper is a money loser. There's no doubt about it. These papers, all of them, they're money losers. Yeah. Yes. The people that have them use them so that they can gain influence and leverage and help their other businesses.
Exactly.
In this case, it's to help Amazon and whatever other agendas he has going on. Well, he has $100 billion, whatever net worth. half of it has gone to his wife, or not half, a third of it has gone to his wife, some like $30 billion. Lauren Sanchez is now, I don't know if she still is his girlfriend, if they're still dating or whatever's going on there, but her brother came out with $200K, I guess.
I know. Money out of Bezos. I mean, it's small change. You wouldn't even noticed it. I mean, it seems to me Michael Sanchez would have been much wiser to have played his cards in a completely different way and encouraged his sister to develop a relationship with Bezos. But, you know, that's not for us to worry about. That's for these people to worry about. The moral of this story is to keep a very close eye on what Jeff Bezos is doing and what the media, what those parts of the media, like the Washington Post, that are owned by these billionaires, are up to. And I think, actually, that it reinforces the point that you were making in that other video about, you know, the extraordinary things that go on at this level in society amongst these super rich people, the way they are constantly maneuvering and trying to gain leverage over each other, and the way that friendships between these people are not real friendships at all, and the way that they're always engaging in power plays, and that they're always trying to manipulate us by spreading stories about each other, which may have very little truth.
Yeah, it's very possible also, Alexander, just to put an end to this entire story. It's very possible that Amazon did lose that contract, that cloud computing contract, for about a billion USD in Saudi Arabia because of its reporting on Khashoggi.
Yes.
And so Saudi Arabia decided to go elsewhere with that contract, in which case Bezos then reverted to his old tricks.
Exactly.
That's possible as well.
Absolutely. I mean, if I have to outline a scenario, you know, the Khashoggi articles might have been intended to goad and annoy the Saudis into actually signing this contract. I mean, perhaps blackmail is a very strong word to use, too strong a word in this context, but you could almost see how they would, you know, they were sort of saying, you know, if you don't give us this contract, we're just going to go on piling on more and more difficult stories for you by publishing Khashoggi. That may have in turn provoked MBS and the Saudis to take this retaliatory action against just Bezos by refusing him the contract, but against Khashoggi himself, which we saw resulted in fatal consequences for Khashoggi. And then that in turn provoked Bezos into trying to do more to embarrass MBS and the Saudis by spreading this extraordinary story about, you know, MBS hacking his phone, Bezos's phone, and spreading stories about, you know, Sanchez, which, let's be very clear about this, Bezos must have known they weren't true. I mean, he must have known how the media actually got those texts.
Oh yeah, I'm sure. Mm-hmm. I'm sure of it.
So anyway, that's all we want. That's the thing to say.
It's the games of the elite.
The games of the elite billionaires.
Very, very powerful. Which I think in this case, the Bezos MBS one is it's an interesting case.
Yes,
but the one that really interests us the most is, of course, the Epstein one.
Absolutely. It's the one that needs to get resolved, but it also shows the utter ruthlessness with which these people operate, and the way we need to be very careful about this. Okay.
All right. Alexander McCurse, Editor-in-Chief of The Durant. Thank you very much, guys. If you like this video, click on the subscribe button down below. Click on that notifications bell, smash that like button, share this video with everybody you know. Also donate to us on PayPal, Patreon, and Subscribestar. Your donation helps out this channel a whole lot. And look for this video on BitChute.com. We post all our videos on BitChute.com. And go to the Durant shop, purchase some merchandise, mugs, t-shirts. Help us compete with Bezos' Amazon.com so that one day we can become bigger.
Well, that's exactly the point. As you can see, Mr. Bezos and people like him, many people like him, and, you know, the elite, they don't want us here to comment about the kind of things that they do in the way that we have just done. And so the way that we survive and do these things is through your support. So when Alex talks about donations, but please bear that in mind, and please bear that also in mind when you go to our shop. Now, having said that, we have made a policy decision to actually produce, to actually sell the best possible quality items on our shop, because we think that's the way we also show respect to our viewers. We don't just, you know, ask you for money and send you any old mug. We send you absolutely superb magic Duran mugs like this one, which are beautifully made, incredibly strong, perfect porcelain. They don't chip or break. They keep your tea hot, as this one is doing at this moment, and they keep your beer cold, as I've also tried. And we've got lots of them on the Duran shop. We've got Duran mugs with all sorts of coat of arms and devices and images and emblems. This one, I would add, which is my oldest mug, my first ever mug, Duran mug, has the double-headed eagle of the Duran itself, which you can also find on our shirts. And like our mugs, our shirts are also of exceptional quality. They're 100% cotton. They're extraordinarily comfortable. If they're, you know, the polo shirts like the one I'm wearing now, they are extremely elegant and smart. But you will also find more casual shirts, T-shirts, both long-sleeved and short-sleeved. You'll also find V-neck shirts. You'll find hoodies and hats and stickers. Really high quality, great things. So by going to the shop, you are supporting the Duran. You're also becoming the proud owner of these great things. And you're enabling us to provide you with the sort of stories like this one, which you won't get from the Washington Post or other things that Bezos and people like him own. So support the Duran, go to our shop, be the owner of these great things, and Alex will tell you how.
Just go to theduranshop.com. You'll find links in the description box down below. Alexander Mercuris, thank you very much. Until next time, everybody, take care.